This is the Huey Alert Podcast with Craig and Shelley Huey, bringing you the tools to transform our nation and culture, the intersection of faith and politics.
Hi, it's Craig Huey, the Huey Alert Podcast, and thanks for joining us. And I've got my beautiful bride, Shelley, here.
Hey, everyone.
And Shelley knows that I have a passion for liberty.
Shocking. I don't think any of our listeners know that about you either.
Yeah. And did you know that the Supreme Court made an incredible historic case on religious liberty? Let's do it right now.
Okay, awesome.
Everyone, we've got Coach Kennedy with us. And Coach Kennedy is really a champion for protection of First Amendment rights. Welcome to our podcast.
Thank you. I got to say that you guys should be married. That was just awesome.
Well, you know, prior to this interview, you would have known we are married. So you're good.
Honey, you'd like to start?
What am I saying?
Asking him what happened.
Oh, yes. tell me why we know your story. How did all of this begin?
Right. And that's the most amazing thing, because as Americans, we forget what happened in the news 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I totally understand. Well, 8 years ago, I was coaching high school football up in Washington State. I was saying prayers after every single game. I did it for 8 years prior. And I prayed with my team at times, without my team, but religiously is my covenant with God to just say a prayer of thanks after every single game. We got one of the people from another school district saw what we were doing, gave a compliment to our school. They started an investigation. We got into a big debate over, can you do this? Can you not do this? We thought we had it worked out where they said, just stop praying with the team. I complied with that because I didn't want to fight. I mean, we're friends.
Right.
I wanted to just coach football.
Yeah.
But after that, they said, well, we can still see you praying in public. And that's where the First Amendment rub came in. Yeah. And it didn't bother me so much as a Christian, because I didn't know where that line was. You know, we teach Christians are supposed to love and, you know, be accommodating and all these other things. But as an American, I was outraged. And as a Marine, because I spent 20 years in the service, I was outraged that people were telling me that I could not exercise my First Amendment rights, freedom of speech, and the free exercise. So that's where my rub was.
Yeah.
And we could not come to terms with that. So they put me on suspension halfway through the season.
The
school district did. And unfortunately, the school district, the superintendent, he was really on my side, but he was at the mercy of the school district lawyers.
Oh.
They're the ones really pulling the strings.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's not the school boards, which we thought it was. It's the people behind the scenes that are doing this.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they suspended me, and that led to legal action for me to get my job back. And I lost 7 times on the way to the Supreme Court. It went to the Supreme
Court. All this time you're going court?
Court to court. To Supreme Court, all the way back down, and then back to the Supreme Court over a period of 8 years.
Wow.
Eight years.
What was the first court? What was the first
the
court?
The U.S. District Court.
Okay. In Washington.
In Washington, right. And he ruled against me because even though he prayed with his team and his dad, when he was a coach, prayed with his team, he said due to today's climate, he couldn't rule in my favor.
Oh.
And so, of course, you have to appeal that.
Yes.
You know, I'm like, you're not a weatherman. You're a judge.
Yeah,
we had to appeal that. The Ninth Circuit, we really had to appeal because they took it a step further. They said that any public display of faith, you could be terminated for. Imagine that.
That's insane.
Whoa. Let me ask you this. You had defeat after defeat. After defeat, man of courage for standing up.
I mean, go figure.
Right.
Your training and right. I mean, I have to envision what your training looked like, right? Much less what you actually did as a. I don't think you were like. I'm going to give up now. I'm going to throw in the towel now.
Yeah.
I don't think
they picked
that.
The wrong guy to fight with.
Yeah. Right.
They should have known better.
Yeah. You weren't at home like crocheting. Not to say anything wrong about crocheting. Awesome. But you know what I'm saying.
Right.
So there's courage. There's tenacity.
Perseverance.
Perseverance.
Loyalty.
Yeah.
Right?
Simplicity. Just praying.
Yeah.
That's all it was a 30-second prayer. Something so simple. It was the right thing to do.
Joe, other people would have given up. Capitulated. Why still going and going feet after defeat?
For that very reason. That is the exact reason. I couldn't have said it any better. The superintendent of the school, he goes to my church.
Yeah.
He couldn't stand up, and I understand he couldn't stand up. He spent his lifetime trying to become a superintendent.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could give up my career, my livelihood, over a 30-second prayer for an assistant coach.
Right.
That is huge. But that's what I was called to do. Because people cannot stand up. That's what Marines do. That's what people are called to do, is to stand up and do the right thing. And as a coach, I always told my guys, do what's right, even if it's not popular. Here was my chance to really set an example, leadership by example.
Yeah.
It was live. It was personal. They got to see it in action. So that's why I did it and had to stick by my guns. I couldn't be a coach. I couldn't be a husband. I couldn't be a father if I would have given in. I couldn't look myself in the face.
Yeah, right. It's all of a sudden your identity, right?
Yeah.
In one fell swoop. And I love what you said about it simple. I think sometimes what happens is Christians complicate things. And when it comes down to prayer, that's simple power, right? Mm-hmm. Mind-blowing power.
Right. And we try to think beyond that. You know, what will happen next? What if I do this? Why do we even let it go that far? Say a prayer about it. Whatever the next step is, put it in God's hands. We're going to screw it up.
Yeah.
So let's let God take care of those things. Let us do what's right and let God take care of the rest.
Wow. So there's a glimpse.
Well, Dobbs came out the week before, which really shocked everybody.
Yes.
And it kind of took the spotlight off of me, which I thought that was a blessing, because I don't really like the spotlight. And even though this was something huge for Americans, this freed up the religious liberty for all Americans and the First Amendment. So it reset the clock. And 50 years of precedence.
I
mean, this was huge.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was so cool that it just kind of happened. And to me, it wasn't that big of a deal, but the implications of it are just huge. And people, it will go on forever. So God knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
And with the Supreme Court in the ruling, they articulated it so perfectly. And now we have more religious freedom now than we have in the past 50 years. That's pretty cool.
What I love about how you described that was it's supernatural power, which just holds together, right? And you look at it and you're like, well, what's going on? And you know, you didn't have to make phone calls. You didn't have to go pound on doors, you know, get people all riled up for your cause.
But
do you know what I'm saying?
But millions of Americans did. They rallied behind. But,
yes,
they were outraged over. And I still cannot wrap my brain around it. One, why God, I really believe he picked the wrong guy. I was like, dude, you have got a sense of humor to pick me to do this. I was like, I am the least qualified. I'm a terrible Christian. I mean, you got the wrong dude. But he still ran through with it, and millions of Americans backed me up. But I can't understand. I still, even to this day, cannot wrap my brain around why. This was a 30-second prayer. That's not newsworthy. People pray every day. It's the simplest thing in the world. Why this? God took this and made it supernatural over a 30-second prayer. I still can't. I don't understand.
Is that amazing?
I love it. Totally.
So here we have a situation. You have laid the foundation for the protection of First Amendment rights for a Christian being able to stand up, live out their faith. And it doesn't just apply to someone who's praying. As a coach, it goes beyond that. Want to explain that?
Right. It goes for all Americans. And the most beautiful thing, we always have thought that The separation of church and state has been pounded into our heads forever. And people don't understand what that really means. They really clarified what the First Amendment really means in this, how it works together, the free speech and the free exercise. Everything is supposed to work together. They're not opposing forces. So no. What this really means is it doesn't matter who you are or where you are. You have the right to exercise your faith in public, even if you're in a school, if you're a teacher, if you're a janitor. It doesn't matter who you are, what organization you work for. You are allowed to exercise your faith in public and be who you are. So, you know, today we talk about all the diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Right.
Well, guess what? That applies to us. So we should be the ones to able to put the Ten Commandments on the wall. We should have Bible verses. Bring your Bible to work. Put it on your desk.
Right.
Feel free to exercise your rights as an American.
Ooh, yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Well,
praying before class because they got an unruly class they got to go through.
Right.
Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is just so exciting.
Yes. We actually started working on a movie 8 years ago. I was approached by these guys that heard my story, and they said they heard the whole story, not just the snippets about the case. They heard my whole backstory.
Right.
And they said, wow, that should be a movie. And I blew it off. Yeah. Okay. Sure. You know,
yeah.
So over the years, they've remained true to it. And yeah, we just got done filming. It's in post-production now. It's called Average Joe. It comes out in October.
In theaters.
That's
awesome.
That's weird.
Can we go see the movie?
I would love to.
We're going to see it.
It's so weird that my life is going to, and it's scary too, because everybody's going to know. My wife and my story is going to be out there for everybody to see.
Yeah.
There's nothing that's going to be hidden anymore.
Yeah.
How much influence do you have over the actual script as far as your character?
I would say probably about 80%. They were really good about doing that. They wanted to keep, because the guy, the director of it, I consider him a friend now. I got to know those guys, and they were really good about it. Of course, they're going to take their spin on things and do what they do, but they wanted to stay true and honor me and my wife. And that was one of the things I said. You can have fun with my character. You do whatever you want. But my wife, I want you to stay true and really tell her story, because her story is incredible.
That's awesome.
So a movie's coming out in October, and you have a book. Can you tell me the title of that book and what it's about?
Yeah, so Average Joe, you can pick it up at wherever books are sold. I feel like one of those commercials.
Title.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. And it really tells, it's there to motivate people. And it tells my life story through my eyes. It fills in all the gaps of who is this guy and why this became a thing and what happened. Instead of just the little snippets of headline news. And really to inspire people that anybody can make a difference, especially if this schmuck could do it. Imagine what God could do with everybody else.
Right.
So I want people to be able to read it and just be inspired and go, wow, a train wreck to be in something. God is amazing. And get the background so when the movie comes out, they can do the comparison and see.
Right.
So the production company is the guys that did God's Not Dead.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting.
Yeah,
it's going to be good.
Really good.
Eric Close. I wasn't even familiar who the guy was until I Googled him, and he's been in so many things as the guy in the background.
Okay.
And Amy Acker is playing my wife, and she nailed it. I was sitting with Eric to find out, you know, our character. He spent maybe an hour and a half with me, and he goes, I think I got you nailed. And I was like, I'm pretty simple. But Amy did such a wonderful job. She spent so much time with my wife. She picked up her mannerisms, her looks, and oh, wonderful job. And that was the most important thing to me.
Yeah, that is
that's
awesome.
Really,
I mean, we have a date night.
See,
love it.
You guys should be married.
So, everyone, I'm so excited that there's a movie coming out in October. Got to see it. My wife and I are. got to get the book, see how true the story is to the book. And Joe, thank you so much for what you did, the courage you had. Really do appreciate it. Awesome.
Thank you guys for staying in the fight. You guys are on the front lines. Appreciate you guys.
And thank you, Joe.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely.
Right. Everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. And listen, this has been awesome. You got to let your friends, neighbors, your pastor, youth pastor, you got to let people know about this.
So all your average.
Every average Joe friend.
Yeah.
Send them that link to this podcast. Tweet it out. Text it out. Email, Facebook, whatever you use. Let's get the message out, right? God bless you guys. Till next week. We love you. Bye.
Thanks for joining us this week. We are listener-supported, so please consider partnering with us by donating at craighuey.com or by signing up for our free newsletter. We look forward to being with you next week. And don't forget to share this podcast with others.